Subsidiary Radio, second hour. So, Mr. Producer, go ahead and get clip two queued up for us. And this is Ken O'Keefe's latest. It was released about 6 days ago. And, you know, he's been into this big dust-up with other big figures in kind of talk radio, alternative media. It's very interesting. You know, Ken was on the Mavi Marmara, you know, that got raided by the Israelis, this flotilla that was going to bring in, you know, aid into the Palestinians and so forth. And, you know, he's quite a lightning rod figure, just an interesting person, you know, tattoos on the face and, you know, relinquished his U.S. citizenship. And he became an Irish citizen, but now he's got an American passport, and he's coming back to the U.S., and he's telling the TSA, you know, F you, as he's about to come back here. And so I don't know what's going to go on with this guy. It's interesting, though, because he's highly intelligent, and he's really been one of those people, like on Press TV and other places, that really has been a real stalwart when it comes to the Greater Israel Project and the real, you know, agenda for the Middle East to transform the transformation. And, you know, a lot of people talk the Greater Israel Project, but I talk about that just as much. I talk about the kind of the fake caliphate as well, that's going to be managed by these global managers. It's going to be the Sunni, corrupt Sunni, you know, central bank caliphate. And you got to realize that's part of the plan, too, is to take down these last remaining kind of holdouts, Assad and the Iranians that don't want to be part of the central banking scheme. Gaddafi had to go. What was the first thing they did when Gaddafi went? They set up a central bank. Isn't that amazing? A bunch of, you know, goofball revolutionaries that you know, sodomized him on film. They had the smarts to set up a central bank. Isn't that amazing? All right, so let's hit clip two.
Aloha. It's been a while. I've been carrying out some business rather quietly because, to be honest with you, if you've known my channel, if you've watched my videos over the years, you'll see I don't actually have that much volume. I don't come out and comment on the latest false flag. You know, a lot of guys out there, and I love and respect many of them, they live for this stuff. You know, they live for commentary on these subjects, and, you know, guaranteed you're going to get a good amount of hits if you've got any size audience, and the latest false flag or some big event occurs in geopolitics, put that in the title, make a commentary on it, and you're going to get a lot of hits. And I appreciate very much people who do that stuff. I really, really do. And I've had my fair share of commentary on important subjects as well, but it's not actually my passion. I don't actually have a desire to grow a huge YouTube channel and make money off of view count. You know, there are people making a living at that sort of stuff. And again, I mean this in all sincerity, that's great, but you know, you can tell, to be honest, that a lot of these people, they live for that stuff. I don't live for that, so I don't put out a bunch of videos. It's kind of a rare thing. I think last year I put out a total of maybe you know, five or six videos at most, if that. And that's basically because I'm busy doing more than simply talking about things. In fact, for years and years and years, I've been kind of tired of repeating myself. I've been talking about Greater Israel and the Samson option, Odid Yanan's strategy for Israel in the 1980s, the U.S. being bought and paid for by foreign dual national interests. I'm going to say a little bit more about that because I have a subject regarding my return to my birth nation of the U.S. in a few days. But, you know, it gets kind of tiring repeating yourself over and over. And commenting on new, you know, details of the latest version of a false flag. Again, you know, what's the point of this? I mean, at a certain point, aren't we supposed to arm ourselves with knowledge so that we can actually do something meaningful, some sort of action? And I initiated something called World Citizen about a year and a half ago, and it successfully raised a lot of money. Some of you out there will be aware of the controversy regarding me and accusations of stealing money and fraud and all this sort of stuff. That's not new to me. This is my third time around where I've dealt with those types of accusations. And I'm kind of enjoying it, being quiet and letting people comment on this sort of stuff, because at the end of the day, When I went through this before, both with the Human Shield action to Iraq, which was destroyed by infiltration and subversion, and then Trade Not Aid, Aloha Palestine, an international trading company that was set up in the European Union to conduct trade with the people of Palestine in Gaza, this was also destroyed by infiltration and subversion. And during both of those things, the same types of accusations happened to me. And I'm sure this is God's way of putting me through these experiences so that I would be ready for this current raft of accusations. And I believe that it's actually worked out quite well. There are people out there who are firmly convinced, based on no evidence whatsoever, only hearsay and some mouthpieces, their chosen gurus, accusing me of something. The presumption of innocence is completely turned on its head, and I'm supposed to prove my innocence. I'm guilty, and now I must prove my innocence. There are a lot of people in the so-called social justice scene that buy into this shit. I mean, these people are endorsers of Guantanamo Bay, whether they know it or not. As long as our chosen guru says sick 'em, then they're guilty. It's beyond ridiculous. But the beauty of it for me this time around is that I control the money. So the $100K that was raised, you know, when you net it after expenses and fees and all this kind of stuff, roughly around $100K, not a small amount of money. It's a decent amount of money, and I understand people's concerns, but I've controlled that money. I know exactly where the money went. I know exactly what's left. And these people who are accusing me, they don't know shit, because if they did, they wouldn't be making a fool out of themselves. But what I'm actually enjoying about this process is that many people are buying into this shit. And back in 2011, I made a firm commitment in writing on my blog. I said that I would use myself as bait. Literally, I use that word bait to lure out the idiots and agents, as I call them. The idiots are the ones that are just simply following whatever it is that they're being directed to follow.
And you can find that. Just type in Ken O'Keefe on YouTube, and he gets into a lot of this other stuff. But, you know, that's the problem when you get into starting organizations, raising money for causes, and all of this stuff. You know, the idea of world citizen. You know, you could see how, like, people that are leery of world government, when somebody talks about being a world citizen, you're like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not a world citizen. I'm an American citizen. And a person down in, you know, Mexico is a Mexican citizen. I believe in preserving nation states. And so there's, you know, that whole thing there. But at the same time, you know, when you raise money for these things, and people get really, you know, pissy about where money goes and that sort of thing. And there's been so many people that get into talk radio. They get into all of these things, and they have agendas behind it, making a living. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't be on YouTube making a living. If you make good videos good enough to get the hits and whatever, get paid by these jerks over at Google, and everything's fine. You see, as I've been covering the last few weeks, so they're tightening this noose, especially if you have content that is, you know, like the jerks at the deep state. Google's just, you know, Google, Facebook, all these things are just basically private names on deep state funded, created entities. And so, you know, now the noose is tightening. Trump's in office, and Jeff Sessions is the attorney general. But it seems like I said last week, it seems kind of eerie here that we've got this guy that everybody, you know, a large swath of alternative media is, you know, singing his praises completely. And I sing some of Trump's praises, but I maintain a kind of a balance here. And I'm like looking at the other side saying, wait a minute, the censorship was supposed to increase under the new political regime, Hillary's regime. But you have to realize there is another layer here. If Trump, let's just say he is this threat to this already established corporatocracy, deep state, whatever, then of course these people that are still in the positions, like Eric Schmidt, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, if they really are pissed because Trump's in, who are they going to turn the guns on? The people that, you know, put Trump over the edge and that wanted Trump in. these evil xenophobic misogynist, you know, white supremacists, blah, 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 on down the line of every epithet you can think of. Of course, then, so you got to look at it at that angle, too, that, okay, Trump's in, but, you know, can the federal government, or do we want the federal government controlling corporate policy? I mean, you sign up for Facebook and Twitter and all these other things and YouTube. Now, I know there's that public commons kind of angle here that says, hey, look, when people sign up for these accounts, there should be a relative general protection for First Amendment and freedom of thought and everything else. That's Americana. But you got to realize these are corporations, folks. And we know that these corporate entities, these corporate persons and so forth, they've got a lot of leeway to do what they want. And so it's a real mixed bag. Do I want complete freedom on Twitter or Facebook or whatever? Sure, I do. But at the same time, you got to be realistic as well and realize that these people are controlled by ideologues that lean towards Marx versus Washington. And so when they lean towards Marx or Alinsky, then they don't play by the same rules as you or I do. They don't have real rules. It's Machiavellian. It's Machiavelli on methamphetamine to these people. Just do what gets the job done and you know, let the heavens fall and, you know, screw every person, put the dagger in their back everywhere you can to forward your agenda. And this is what we were facing. And too many people on the right, they don't realize, or are the American kind of normal, you know, construct of how we should be governing. We got to realize you can't be a naive. You got to be wise as a serpent, like somebody told you. You realize that you're dealing with people that don't have scruples or principles or integrity or anything else. Actually, that's considered weakness to these people, is to have that sort of any kind of decency when you're in a battle. They're hair pullers, biters, whatever. You know, they have no chivalry. And so when you're dealing with these Marxists and these Alinskyites, you got to realize that. And we've got to be smarter. And do you need to sink down to the level? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you got to be wiser. Now, Mr. Producer, since we're on this Facebook thing and the censorship, get clip 12 ready. This is from the Daily Sheeple. And he sounds like he's going to go full-blown boycott on Facebook. And I don't have a Facebook account. I had one for one day, and then I terminated it. I got creeped out, and that was years ago. And so I've never had one. And so let's hit clip 12. We got it. We got it. Clip 12. Sorry about that, folks. Facebook.
Pendant recently just put out this piece. And let me just tell you the title. Facebook will start hiding spam, public posts from users sharing vast amounts per day. They are taking censorship to an entirely new level. This, my friends, is basically the straw that broke the camel's back for me. It's time now to boycott Facebook. It's time now to move off of these social media platforms that believe that they're invincible, that believe that no matter what the will of the people might be, that they are too big, too powerful, and therefore can control the information stream, basically becoming the new media. Okay, so dinosaur media is dead. Mainstream media is the way of the dodo. It's going out the door. They know this. So now it's time for social media, which has really become the new space for pushing news stories out. Now there's a tamp down to control what people are seeing and what people are saying more than ever before. Try to rekindle that control of the information stream. It says here, Facebook is due to start hiding posts from people who spam users' news feeds with clickbait, sensationalized, and misinformative articles. First of all, who's the judge of that? That's the question. It says in a statement, the social media giant said it was making the update to reduce low-quality links in users' news feeds. Again, who is it that decides what a low-quality link is? Says Facebook said it carried out research which showed that a small group of users were routinely sharing vast amount of public posts per day, which was effectively spamming people's news feeds. The study showed that the same people who were sharing vast amount of public posts were also sharing low-quality content. As a result of the research, Facebook said it would deprioritize posts being shared from those accounts.
You can stop.
The new policy
there,
will
producer.
Only...
So we can see where this is going to go, folks. Alternative media that is not SJW, Black Lives Matter, Linda Sarsour type stuff, anything that's, you know, right of center, anything that's American, anything that's critical of, you know, Jewish mob, anything that's critical of, you know, Marxist Pope. You know, anything like that, it's probably going to get flagged as spam, and it's not even going to get into people's feeds. And so I, you know, I don't know much about Facebook, but I know people around me. These people live on the damn thing, okay? And people at work. You know, I get my news from Facebook. You know, these type of people. And so you've got to dig to find – you know, information that you know, through research is going to ring true. And these poor people out here that, like they said, mainstream news is dying. Okay, their viewership supposedly is going pretty far down. And so where do you think these people are getting news? A lot of people off of the social media. And so it's alarming now that they're going to go even full-blown, even further Orwellian and start basically squelching your posts if you post too much, and if it's probably alternative media that your other people aren't even going to see it. So that's quite interesting, and it sucks. Now, I got to get into the papacy stuff. Okay, so I covered the Australian guy, Pell, the Cardinal Pell, George Pell. He gets charged down in Australia. Now everybody is, I'm sure, seen this whole gay orgy thing. Okay, this thing broke wide open. So we're going to cover a little bit of these connections here when we come back. Cindiary Radio, RBN.
Between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Francis, this is on the Daily Stormer, butthurt over G20, claims no one cares enough about infinite Syrian refugees from Africa. Struggle of our generation is to flood Europe and America with infinity Syrian refugees from places like Africa, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. So he's making fun here that this blanket, and I've went off on this for so long, this blanket umbrella that every person that is a migrant, a synthetic orchestrated migrant from anywhere in the world is a Syrian refugee, this PSYOP that's been ran, and these dummies out here still parrot that meme. The Pope pointed out G20 nations seem not to realize the importance of turning white countries into Islamic caliphates in order to ensure human rights and democracy and whatever. So the G20 harms migrants around the world, Pope Francis said in an interview with Italian media, adding there are dangerous alliances between powers which have a distorted view of the world. The G20 worries me. It hits migrants in countries in half of the world and hits them even as more time goes by. Okay. He was concerned about very dangerous alliances between powers, which had America, Russia, and North Korea, and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. All right. The danger concerns immigration. Our main and unfortunately growing problem in the world today is that of the poor, the weak, the excluded, which includes migrants. You know, it's just so ridiculous, this whole thing, and we all know the synthetic nature of this whole thing, and this is what really gets me angry about the Zio papacy right now. You know, anybody even barely tries to save their country from just completely being overrun, that you're dangerous, there's something wrong with you. And so these Jesuits, these liberation theology Marxist Jesuits in bed with the money changers, okay, these guys, you know, they're indistinguishable from the Pharisees, the Talmudic rabbis. They're the same thing, the rotten, sick Jesuits. And most people just don't study them close enough. They haven't read enough books about their history. And that's why they've been kicked out of many Catholic countries numerous times. It's not because they're the Catholics are anti-Catholic. It's because they don't like these guys running roughshod over their political systems and basically causing complete destabilization, anarchy, revolutions, terror, and the like. They've got a long history, just like basically Kosher Nostra does. They act in tandem. Nobody wants to cover both sides of the house. Everybody says it's all Rome. The other people say it's all organized Jewry. And look, it's elements of both, and it's not completely both. There's a lot of hardcore nationalist Catholics on the planet. There's a billion of them. You can't paint them all with a broad brush saying that they're all this or that. And the same thing with organized Kosher Nostra. There's some that are not part of Kosher Nostra, people in the Jewish community that basically, you know, they do what they do to try to stand up for what they believe in. A lot of great whistleblowers throughout history, especially converts to the Catholic Church, they're the first whistleblowers on the Talmud. They were actually Jewish converts that basically when they converted to Christianity, they're like, hey, by the way, these guys wearing the yarmulkes, they've got this collection of books that you guys in the church should know about. It's really poisonous and toxic stuff. And so, you know, you look at guys like Jack Bernstein and Myron Fagan and Ben Friedman and this whole long list of whistleblowers. It goes back hundreds of years. And so I'm not going to throw, you know, everybody under the bus just because they got, you know, raised by some parents in a goofy psychological control construct. All right. We'll open the phones, 1-800-313-9443, if anybody wants to call in. I know most of the listeners listen via podcast, but what the hell, if anybody's listening, you can call in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.
Got a caller on the line. Hold just on for me a minute. Let's cover this, and then I'll take the caller. This happened the other day, and there was this weird thing that happened, and I covered some of this last week, but I'm going to actually play the audio. This is Robert David Steele, this CIA guy, and I talked about him last week. He came on Jones when they were talking about the pedophilia and all that sort of thing. But let's go ahead and hit clip 20. This is about Mars.
This may strike your listeners as way out, but we actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride. So that once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony. There's all kinds of.
Well, look, I know 90% of the NASA missions are secret, and I've been told by high level NASA engineers that you have no idea. There's so much stuff going on, but then it goes off into all that. I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing the media jumps on. But I know this: we see a bunch of a mechanical wreckage on Mars, and people say, "Oh, look, it looks like mechanics." They go, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist." Clearly, they don't want us looking into what's happening. Every time probes go over, they turn them off.
All right, go ahead and stop
Alex,
it there.
Alex, you're one of.
Now, Mr. Producer, go to the next clip, 21, and have that ready, and let me set this up. So then, Steele just throws that thing out here about Mars, okay? Now, I've been reading about Mars, and we've all seen what they tell us are these structures on Mars, okay? And I've got the book by David Flynn, Cydonia, and I've got David Flynn did a lot of groundbreaking research on the whole structures on Mars thing and some of the structures here on Earth and kind of basically how they reflect each other and so forth and so on. Heavy, heavy stuff. Jones got raked over to coals by the mainstream media over this guy coming on and saying this. And then, so I want you to listen to this next part because – basically, Jones, you're just going to have to listen to yourself. Let's hit clip 21.
Field back on the broadcast today, but he had to cancel. And I wanted to ask him, you know, out of the blue, after knowing you 12 years and you've said nothing but credible stuff, and you know, you were on the ground case manager, anti-terrorism operations in the Middle East. Why would you then just on my show inject that there's a Mars slave colony of children that were kidnapped? And then I said, I don't believe that. I don't buy that. But the media didn't care. And Steele's not stupid. He knows that they would then come out and say that I said that. Was it a publicity stunt? Does he really believe it? He'll come back on, I guess, sometime in the future. Couldn't come on today. But it doesn't hurt me that the media edited that, had a NASA press conference, and said that I'm insane. See, because I'm public enemy number one from the globalist, and I know why. Because we do our research and we force stories out. You think they want a discussion about animal-human chimeras?
Go ahead and stop it there. Now, forward to the 7 minutes and 10 seconds part. Now, Jones has been kind of covering up that whole thing by always jumping to the chimera thing with the splicing of animal-human DNA and all the splicing that's going on and the creation of these abominable new life forms, et cetera, et cetera. And really Book of Enoch-level stuff that's going on in our laboratories. And so, you know, it's freaky, and it's a sign that I personally think it's a sign that we're right here towards the end of our rope spiritually with the Creator. He's going to have to give us a collective smackdown pretty soon, the way I see it. Just because it's like, dude, we're getting right up into his nostrils here on his level, to where I just think that, and this is just my opinion, that when we go this far and we're tweaking the genome and we're playing with gender and we're playing with animal DNA and placing it in humans and vice versa. I mean, my uncle's got a freaking cow valve in his heart. I mean, he's still alive, and I get to still have a beer with him, you know, maybe once a week, and so I'm happy about that. But I'm talking about the levels past that, where we're they're making Kevlar out of, you know, spider genetics and stuff, and I mean all kinds of weird stuff. So let's take the caller though, real quick. Let's take Ken in Fort Worth. How you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I guess you said you were purchase that in the 90s.
What's that?
I guess you said you were in a purchase that in the 90s. You wanted to call us for the Constitution Convention, right?
Yeah, Mark Levin's a real player behind the scenes in this one. Yeah. The Article 5 movement, yeah.
I was down in Florida in 1988 when we got Florida withdraw that call, and Louisiana withdrew that call, and it was a Birch Society operation. My Birch Society leader, Gordon Vandercoy, out of Pensacola, he said he went up to Alabama and got a drop by himself almost, and then Florida withdrew it in 1988. And since 1988, you've had Twin Towers, Oklahoma City, Randy Weaver, 50 gun bells in the house. They got political pus coming out, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, what do you think would happen? Let's go hypothetical. What do you think would happen if enough states, what has it got to be, 34, I believe?
At the time, they needed 34, and they had 32, and we backed them down to about 30, I think.
Yeah, let's go hypothetical with you for a second. What do you think? I mean, looking at this buffoon, corrupt class up there and in our state houses right now, what do you think the monstrosity they would create if this convention? I mean, I know the government's already screwed now. It's our Constitution. It's hanging by a thread now. But just think, if you gave just carte blanche the ability to completely tinker with this thing, what kind of result do you think we would have?
They might throw that new state's constitution on the table, say that's it, and the old one's gone. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And so I don't, you know, I think it's, there's another guy, maybe it's Jim DeMint or one of these other guys that's clicked up with Levin. They're really big on this Article 5 Convention of the States thing, and they're really trying to push it. And so, you know, if there's enough smart people that are decent that could be involved in it to really ratchet back down the federal government, that would be great. But I just don't think we have that kind of fabric of people in our state houses right now that are wise enough to even begin to tinker with it. Do you?
No, well, we planned that in 1987 and carried it off in 1988, I'm sorry. And they're mad. They don't know what to do. They hit a brick wall, and they don't know what to do. But they're coming at it again with Mark Levin and his book, and some people, they just... Let's just say that there's people out there say, oh, the Constitution ain't no good, it's old-fashioned, blah, blah. Let's have a convention. People go, yeah, let's just do that. Scary.
Yeah.
And if they put new stuff on a table, who says that they're going to obey that if they don't obey what they got now?
Exactly. And I think the first two casualties will be firearms and speech.
Sure.
Look at the first two amendments now. They're cut and dry, and they're still whittling away at them now. But, you know, I've got guns, and I know you probably do too, so they're still here a bit. Just think if you gave all these people in Portland and Seattle and Chicago and New York and all these places, Pennsylvania, the chance to tinker with the Constitution and all the money that would be involved Yeah, I'm not ready for it, and I don't care what Mark Levin says. And so
right, that's exactly. Just the way they made the First Amendment first.
Yeah.
Use that first.
Yep.
Like what we're doing right now.
Right.
And print. And make videos. But people are smartening up. I have to admit, they're getting more smarter by the day, and they don't like it. They want people dumb and ignorant and stupid.
That's right.
You know that.
Yes, sir, I do. Any last words?
Hey, yeah. Tonight was that video on History Channel about Amelia Earhart.
Uh-huh.
There's a book by Joel Klass, KLASS. He said, book's title, Amelia Earhart Lives. He said that she was alive. And he said that, let's go back to Gary Powers when he got shot down. Behind him was flying a guy by the name of Kitchens. And he says Kitchens went in a hangar in California, stole her airplane, it crashed in California mountains, and this guy went over and cut the plate off the thing to prove to everybody that was her plane. Well, whose plane was she flying? They probably gave her a CIA plane with you could tell, with movies down through the floor. She must have had two-way communications to ships, Navy ships, so they know who she was. She might even land her on a carrier. How do you know? And if they killed her over there, where's her body?
Yeah. There's so much about history. Yeah.
How long are we going to wait?
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Nice talking to you, my friend.
You too. Now, let's get into this papacy, this connection with George Pell, and then this other big high-level Vatican guy with the gay cocaine sex orgy crap, all right? Now, this was Leo Zagami came on Jones's show on the 3rd, which was Monday, okay? The whole gay orgy thing broke in the international, like, our alternative media drudge and all the rest of them a couple days later, like on the 5th and 6th. But this was Zagami breaking it down on Jones's show Monday. So let's hit clip 21 where I had you forward to, Mr. Producer, 710. Remember I had you forward to 710 on clip 21? Let's go ahead and play that.
Then when I traveled to Rome about a year and a half ago and met with Zagami there outside the Vatican, we also went inside. He said, listen, we're going to bring down this pope. It's all coming out very, very soon. And just so much of what he said has turned out to be accurate. Again, when I first read his stuff 10 years ago, I thought this is just preposterous. And now, last week, Cardinal sex abuse charges raise questions about Pope's record. Reportedly, dozens and dozens of young boys raped and groomed over 40 years by his right-hand man, his confidant. So this is amazing. So I want to bring Leo Zagami up to talk about this, and internally, because he lives right there in Rome. His family's been in government. He's been involved. Has a lot of amazing contacts. Living right there in Rome, talking to the Vatican police and more, predicting this would happen. What does this signify? What internal war does this show? Is this part of the larger movement? I know intelligence agencies, the good factions in Europe, here, you name it, have been saying they're going after the pedo rings, that Trump has signified and signaled this. Now we see bust in the UK. We see record bust here. We're seeing it in Italy. We're seeing it all over. Leo, you talked about this when I was in Rome. I guess it was about 2 years ago now. Time flies. You said, get ready. This is going to start happening. The good guys are going to strike back. And now it's happening, or is this part of something else?
No, it's happening, Alex. Hello, first of all, to you and your listeners and your viewers. Well, it's happening, and it's happening clearly in front of the whole world with George Pell, but it's also an internal conflict. A few days before George Pell got booted out of the Vatican, we had basically the police breaking inside the palace of the Holy Office, the ex-Inquisition, now known as the Congregation for the Matters of Faith, basically the headquarters of the most Holy Office in the Vatican. The police broke in and found a gay orgy, and they were using cocaine, and they basically had to arrest the secretary of a very prominent cardinal who himself was waging war against Cardinal Pell. So there is also an internal war here. And of course, nobody wanted to show the face of this priest, but I wanted to show it to your viewers. Is called Monsignor Luigi Capozzi, and only very few media, I think only RT probably, just mentioned the name of Capozzi's boss, this Cardinal Cocco Palmieri, who started this internal conflict because Cocco Palmieri and his secretary, who was found in this gay orgy, they are strong supporters of Pope Francis. So this is really becoming an incredible scandal. And once Cardinal Pell goes back in,
Cardinal Pell, okay, so there's some internal conflict between this Australian cardinal and these other characters that got popped on the gay orgy. Now, the thing is with this Cardinal Pell, he is like the head of Vatican finance garbage. So this could be another kind of P2, Roberto Calvi, Blackfriars Bridge, Vatican Bank. You know, Vatican's got money in everything, probably. I mean, in every kind of weapons industries and entertainment and real estate, construction, all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, you've got this battle probably going on behind the scenes. So this Cardinal Pell, he gets brought up on some charges, and he's some big secretary of finance in the Vatican. And then these other two heavyweights who are at this kind of a war with him, they get popped in a gay cocaine fueled orgy. It looks like, you know, this is like the Vatican's version of deep state politics. And so keep your eyes on it. It's interesting stuff. And we got another caller we'll take when we come back. I see a house at one time of night, but now it is abandoned. There's nothing left at all. So why, yeah, he must mean that our chance is flying. And when will we ever see hope again? And why, yeah, is it so hard to say goodbye? Oh, well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such a...
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, I forgot to add this about Robert David Steele. I was digging around on him, and there's pictures of him with this George Webb guy, okay? And we know this George Webb, Dave Acton thing. Very interesting that there's, you know, he's been on a bunch of programs, but, you got these pictures of these characters, and it's very interesting, this some of these big heavyweight guests that come on some of the alternative media shows and so forth. And then, you just see these weird connections, and it could be totally innocuous. You don't know, but it's just weird. Let's take Dan in Washington.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah. What's up, man?
I'm not too familiar with the John Birch Society, but I called in another show and I was wondering what this kind of system is where they merge communism with the free market, like what a good name for it is.
Have you heard Larkin, Texas? He calls it communitarianism, and a lot of these thinkers in Jewish and even Catholic circles, Etzioni and some of these characters, the Pope claims he's a communitarian, where they merge elements of socialism and kind of capitalism, crony capitalism, I would call it, and it's kind of a hybrid.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to bring up, the word communitarianism, or listen to Horace the Inventor, he calls it second-generation communism. Yeah, I've heard that word communitarianism a lot.
Well, look at China, like I was talking about earlier. It's like they realized on the economic side of the house, it's better to have like this kind of crony capitalist system with some kind of mobility with entrepreneurs and so forth. Rather than just the state trying to have a complete command economy, but they still like – so they like that going away from that economic model and more towards the other end of the spectrum. But they love having that red boot on the face. You step out of line, we're crushing you, and we'll take your organs and the rest of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, couldn't you say – I mean, that's what's happened to us. Like, you know, like every – hardware stores, either Home Depot or Lowe's. I mean, it's kind of where we're at. They've already done it to us in a way. If you look at, like, it's a corporate.
It's like duopolies and oligopolies instead of many small entrepreneurs. Everything has kind of been converged into just big entities.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think we're already there. So they might as well just merge it all right now, I think.
well, look at property taxes. That's totally un-American. That's communist. You'll never own your house in a lot of our states. You got to pay property tax on that till whenever your family line owns it. And if they don't keep up on them property taxes, they'll snatch your house. You know, yeah. So you don't own it.
There's no escape from the system unless you live in an RV, really. I mean, you can't exist without them just sucking all the wealth out of you, seems like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a large swath of the Communist Manifesto are already completely solidified. Thanks for the call, bro.
Thanks.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we will wander, together we will roam. And I feed the fire, it is burning me alive. And I feed the fire, it is burning me alive.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.